Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Give yourself a delicious escape from the afternoon with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live from First Class Sounds, you know who it is, DJ Scream, Big Bang, Baby J. This is Big Facts. And you know, we're showing love to the black film directors, the black actors and actresses and everything. Just a lot of black excellence. So we had to bring in today the creator of the Mixed Girl film, Des Gray. And of course, the star actor in that, y'all might know him as Jay Young. So let's give it up for them for pulling up the Big Facts. What's up, homies?
What's up? What's
everybody
good?
Feeling well?
Hey, we feeling good. I just want to say thank you for having us on your show today. You know, Everything is Big Facts, you know. You know what it is.
So one of the things we've been talking about today leading up to this conversation is just black film. You know what I'm saying? And how, I guess in the 90s, black film was, I guess you could say, kind of like at a peak, like you had black films to watch.
I agree.
Over and over and over again. And I don't know, I guess at some point, like black television as a whole has still always been popping. But at some point, it's just like you don't have those, what do we say, I Got the Hookups.
In the Woods.
Yeah.
Like Friday.
Friday. Yes.
Menace to Society.
Right.
Yeah.
Why do you think
Best
that is?
Best Man.
Best Man.
Yeah.
Those classic films.
Why do you think that is?
Honestly, as a filmmaker myself, you know, I love those old movies like you, that we reference. I just think that, you know, when it comes to creativity, a lot of, you know, filmmakers, they just looking at what's right now. And, you know, to me, it's all about creating a story. First of all, you got to take your time when you're writing a script. You know, everybody just want to do something. They just want to do it right away. So if you look at those classic films, even Ice Cube, when he wrote Friday, you know, I remember I was watching an interview from him. He told me, like, he was saying, like, it took him 2 years to write that script. You could tell because now it's a classic, you know. So I feel like that's what we're missing. You know, a lot of writers that I come across, when they write something, they don't ever take their time to do it right. And then when you try to critique them, they get personal. They get in their feelings. Mm-hmm. But really, like, when you're writing something and you want something to be a classic, you got to take your time so you can make sure that it's a classic film. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm focused on. So I want to bring that old school vibe that you're talking about, mm-hmm. classic. Mm-hmm. That's what this whole empire is about now. It's about creating movies that's going to be a long life situation where our grandkids could watch it and it still be a classic.
What's the biggest obstacle of being a black female director?
Whew. The biggest obstacle to me is like being respected, you know, working in a male dominant industry is hard for females to be respected because they look at us like, oh, you a woman, you don't know what you're talking about. Oh, just go sit over there. Oh, you don't know nothing about this camera. You don't know anything about this lens, you know, but really like a woman, if we want to learn something, we're going to like go above and beyond to study and know about it. So like working in this industry, a lot of times, you know, I used to get overlooked at because I was a female, you know, but so I had to work 10 times harder than a male to be respected. So I feel like the respect thing to me is so important when it comes to like working in this dominant male industry. You gotta like, as a woman, just talking to other female creators out there, you gotta have a tough skin. Mm-hmm. You gotta have tough skin. You can't take things personal. You know, it's gonna be time that, you know, you're gonna work on something and somebody gonna say they don't like it just because they wanna hurt your feelings, but you gotta be tough. Like, you gotta stick to your vision. If you see something, you just gotta go after it and just everything else around you should be a blur. Mm-hmm. And that's what I did. Mm-hmm.
When you're coming from like making music, you did music videos. Name some of the people that you did music videos.
Yes, I've directed music videos for Lil Baby. I've directed music videos for Future. I've directed music videos for Davido. I've directed a music video for Chris Brown.
Why?
Yeah, got it. Yak is my guy, man. Yeah. Like, I'm excited about just continuing to work with him in general. So, I done did a lot of people.
Why jumping into film and how hard is it to transition into doing the film? Because now you're looking at something that's 3 minutes versus something that's an hour or longer.
Whew. When I tell you, the process, we shot this movie, last year?
Yeah.
We shot it August of last year. The process of making a movie, it's a process. Mm-hmm. You know, because you got to think about the pre-production side. First, you got to worry about the casting, making sure you cast the right people. And then you got to look at the locations. You got to look at permits. It's just so much that goes into, like, creating a movie. And the hardest part is the post-production when it comes to editing a movie. So I would say, like, you just gotta have patience and you gotta make sure you hire the right people around you that's not looking at the dollar, but looking at the art first, because the money gonna come. You gotta look at the art first, you know? So the process of that, from music videos into film, patience.
Was this a passion or, like, when did you first pick up a camera?
Yo, that's so crazy. Like, I first pick up a camera when I first moved to America. I moved to America when I was 13 years old. You know,
where are you from?
Haiti.
Okay.
Yeah. So I grew up in Haiti. You know, I grew up very poor and, you know, third world country. So I never had TV. I never had nothing, you know. So I was like one of those kids used to be running the street with nothing, just eating out of the trash. We was poor. So when I moved here in Miami, I moved to Miami. And I remember, like, seeing a TV. I was just so shocked. I was like, what is that? And they was just looking at me so weird. But it's like my whole childhood, I never seen a TV.
Oh, wow.
And I remember, like, my little brother was watching Barney. And I was like, what is this? You know, and I was just so amazed with it. Because since a kid, you know, being homeless, like, roaming the street of Haiti. And then just seeing lights coming through people's houses. Because we stay in the hut. So it's like when I'm seeing, like, people's houses, lights coming through their windows at night, I used to wonder, like, what is that light? Like, what is that light? Mm-hmm. So moving to America and seeing that light, I'm like, man, I want to be that person behind the TV. Mm-hmm. So, like, since then, I said that. And I remember when I said that to my mom, and she barely speak English. She said, what? You want to be what? And I was like, I want to do this. And she said, oh, no, you're going to go be a nurse. I said, nurse? What is? No, I want to do this. And I remember, like, I used to go to the flea market, like helping her like sell products in the flea market, and she used to pay me, and I purchased a camera, you know. And when I purchased a camera and I just started being a photographer, and I just been going. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to be that person behind the television.
So coming from that, and coming from like the way that you were brought up over in Haiti, does that make you appreciate the opportunities that you get even more?
Yes. I'm very humble, you know. Like every opportunity I get, I always say thank you, because where I'm from, like even when I go back home, like the neighborhood, when I go home, it's like a big celebration, because like I literally grew up very poor, you know. So when I go home, you know, my country, they support me. You know, 2 years ago, Wyclef Jean, like he called me, he was like, hey, that's great. And I was so shocked, because he's a legend in my country. And he was like, you know, you Haiti's first female Haitian director. So he's like, I'm gonna support you, whatever you're doing, like I got your back, you know. So like just having that support, because it's like at the end of the day, like, we don't get that type of support in Haiti. Mm-hmm. You know, like the kids, they don't have toys. They don't have nothing, you know. So like every time like I get obstacles and things start getting hard, I think about moments when I was a child. Things I went through as a child is harder than what I'm going through right now. Mm-hmm. So that's what motivates me to keep going.
Okay. Jay Young, you're making a transition from being an artist to being an actor. To tell us a little bit about what sparked that.
I've been acting for years, but of course you met me. Music was the first passion, but I always been just in the entertainment period. I started doing movie extra stuff. And the reason I started doing that originally was to like promote my music. Mm-hmm. You know, I just seen it like, okay, you go on a movie set, it's going to be all these people. It's probably going to be rich people. You know, that was like my mindset. Like there's going to be directors, there's going to be potential investors. So when I started doing film, it was just more so to promote my music. And then I really found a passion for it and a love for it. And I was doing both. Mm-hmm. So I always kind of went back and forth. And then it started going like this. And then the first movie, All Eyes on Me, I played Hussein Fatal of the Outlaws. Mm-hmm. And that was where I got my SAG card. And I was like, all right, I'm in the door now for sure. You know what I mean? And then I start really pushing. And then a lot of opportunity just been coming, and role after role after role.
Do you see the acting like moving in the front of your life before music?
So I love acting and I love music. And I don't care which one go first, because I really love them. It's like when people ask me, they're like, what do you love more? I'm like, if you had a son and a daughter, who would you love more? You know what I mean? You love your son because he look like you and he play football and he protect or do whatever. And he like a mini you. But then you love your daughter because she's sweet, because she adore you. It's so many different, you know, things. So I look at it like that. It's like playing, or like Deion Sanders playing two sports, or playing both ways, wide receiver, cornerback, whatever. Like that's how I look at music and film. Mm. So I love them both, and I don't care what go first, and I just keep going.
Which one you think is the easier to do?
I think music is easier, because it's not as much like film is like it. Like you have to read your lines, you have to study the lines, you have to be that character, depending on the role too. So I feel like music is easier because it's more natural. Like you do it and you can throw it out. It's not as much pressure, I don't feel like, as like film. Because people like, all right, like a director, you read that script, like, nah. Like, nope. So that's what I would say.
Now, Des, you could have done a movie about anything in the world. You could have any topic in the world, but you decided to do one about a young mixed girl. Why is that?
Man, mixed girl. You know, the reason why I wanted to do a movie about that topic, because a lot of times I feel like when it comes to a person being mixed, you know, we, no offense to no colors, you know, I see a lot of about the black woman, right? So then what about the mixed girl? You know, what about the girl that's stuck in between both, where she's Caucasian and also she's black, you know? So how's that experience for her in her household? Is she accepted from that other side? Do they treat her different because she doesn't look like her other siblings that might be both sides, you know? So I wanted to touch on that topic because that's a topic that's not being discussed, you know? So Mixed Girl is just basically about a girl. Her mother is white and her father is black, and she never met the father because the mother, you know, she met the father at a college party. They kicked it off and she ended up getting pregnant, and he ended up giving her the money to have an abortion, but she wanted to fuck it off and go turn up. So she lied to the father. So now you have this black man that don't know that he have a kid, you know, don't know nothing about this child. So now you have this mother that grew up in the South in a small town that's not accepted, you know, being with a black man. So now she have a kid, her mom disown her, and she got to raise her white son and her mixed daughter in this small town. So it's like this little girl, she's going through a lot of different change because, number one, she don't know who she is because everything that's around her is one color, you know, and then she's getting picked on. And then you have this white brother that want to protect his sister because he know his sister is different, but he feels some way because it's like, why you look so different from me? Why am I being bullied? Like, why we can't be, you know? So it's like, that topic is so important because a lot of mixed people go through racist issues. Mm-hmm. You know, they go through that, or they might not be light enough, you know, or they hair texture might not be straight enough, you know. So I wanted to touch on something that's going to create a conversation piece for a change, you know. So everything that me as a director that I want to bring to light is like topics that people are scared to talk about, and let's just bring it out to the light and let's discuss it. So Jay Young,
who played 50 different characters in the movie.
For real. He had to play a younger version of himself, which is a 20-year-old, wild. Mm. And then he had to play the older version of himself, the successful black man that didn't know that he had a child out somewhere. Mm. You know, so it was an interesting thing. But one thing I could say about Jay Young, like he's very talented because playing two different roles, like you have to really focus on that, you know, yeah. Especially being young and going to old, you know. So you guys just going to have to see Mixed Girl, man. Like,
oh, yeah.
But which brings us to our next question. How can everybody see Mixed Girl?
So right now, Mixed Girl is going to be streaming at all the film festivals first. You know, we have a lot of different deals on the table right now. So, you know how business go. Whoever talked the biggest talk, you know. So pretty soon you guys are going to be seeing it. But meanwhile, we're going to do another screening in certain areas. So you just got to follow us, you know, the Mixed Girl Film, to just get all the updates of the screening, private screening that we're going to be doing until it gets to where it needs to go. Television wise.
And you already got your next films planned out already?
Yeah.
Can you give us a little info? Yeah. You got to do it. It's Big Facts. You got to do some info. You already did it.
But all I know is I have my star right here.
Jay, and okay, they shook on it. You saw that, Jay? They shook on it.
We are in love.
And we haven't talked yet, but I want you in it because you be doing your thing.
Thank you so much.
I was telling Dre that too. I was like, Dre, you think she'll be down? You know, so you be doing your thing. I just love how
I really appreciate it.
I came in your last screening, and I just love how you just like so dedicated to everything that you do. Like everything that you do, you so focused on. I was like, she haven't worked with Des Gray like that, so I'm about to challenge her.
How you get with my people?
Alright, yeah, we gonna put that shit together. Alright. But look. Now we need all of that, but I can't give you the story.
But we need all
that, you know. We need one. So the next project is gonna be like major, major, major. I'm super, super excited about it. We actually about to start getting to casting for it very, very soon. So I'm just here, man. It's just the beginning. Get used to my name, Des Gray. We ain't going nowhere.
Nah, for real. Just getting started.
They said they need answers. About what? When I get big fat, big fat, big fat.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, Participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Okay. I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun. Such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid back appeal and down home vibes. As a dad of 7 kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th, just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Usually we would say in rapping, like, what do you want to, what game do you want to give to the people? But I want you to give some game to our videographer, Cash.
I know, direct the
okay,
Cash.
Okay, direct the Cash. Big facts clear. Chris, what kind of game would you give Cash as a young black woman coming up in this game behind the camera?
You know, first thing first, like, I acknowledged that you was taking your time paying attention to all details. I was like, okay, she paid attention to details. So, you know, being a director, this is what you want to do. Just know that you're going to have so many different obstacles, like so many different obstacles. But first, Cash, you got to stick to your vision. You know, like whatever your vision is, whatever you're trying to create, make sure you create a strong team around you, because you can't do it by yourself. You know, a lot of the mistakes that I see directors make, like just growing up and just watching them, they get greedy and they just always want that one spotlight that I could do it by myself. Have a team around you and make sure that whatever you see, don't let nobody be like, oh, now we can do it this way. Be like, fuck that. We doing it this way.
Mm. Direct the Cash.
That sound, yeah. That sound about like her already. Yeah. That sound okay. About like her already.
Halfway there?
Yeah.
Receive that.
Yeah.
Nah, I can't wait. I'm going to catch the next screening, and I'm going to be in the next movie for sure. I ain't even going to. I know the name of the movie, and I know what it's about, but I ain't going to see it.
Yeah. Oh, you already know.
Yeah. What? Yeah.
I'm in it.
He in it. Locked in.
That's what it is. We appreciate you pulling up. Anything you want to say to the Big Facts supporters, you know what I'm saying? Any other endeavors, if you want to, you know, now's the time to let everybody know what's going down. Man,
first of all, thank you for having us. You know, Sam, I've known you for years. You a legend.
Thank you.
I just met you. But I'm
everybody
sure
in here legends. Everybody around here legends.
Thank you for having us. Definitely, we can't wait to everybody see this Mixed Girl project. This is a very, very necessary project from a very great director. And I can't wait to everybody really lay their eyes on it. We're going to have screenings in different cities. L.A. coming soon. Miami as well, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, some other places. New York. And then we definitely going to be in every film festival. And if anybody out there looking at have a film festival or anything like that, make sure y'all reach out to us too if you want to do a screening.
How can I get at you guys?
So the best way to get at us, the Des Gray, that's my Instagram, or you can follow us on the page, and that's Mixed Girl Film, or you could go to www.mixedgirlscreening.com. It's the information. That's all you need. Oh, you can holler at the big boss, Dre.
What up, Driz?
Dre be hiding from them cameras.
Yeah. You, that money talk, you holler at Dre.
All right.
We appreciate y'all pulling up on our game, though, for sure.
Salute to y'all, man.
I appreciate y'all for having us, for real.
Nah,
like,
family, anytime.
It's love.
Yeah, you a legend. We legends in here, man. Yeah.
It's a legendary episode.
Legendary. Okay.
Black
can't
excellence, like you said.
On the next project. Too.
Nah, it's done.
Yeah,
we locked in.
All right, www.bigfactspod.com. Salute.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Live from First Class Sounds, it's DJ Scream, Big Bang Baby J. Special guest today on Big Facts, the cast from the Detroit Dreams movie. It's Detroit Dreams movie. We got Smoke, Al Nuke. Y'all can introduce the whole gang. Welcome to Big Facts.
Yeah.
What's going on, everybody?
Man, thank you for having us, man. What's up?
Appreciate y'all pulling up. Looking forward to a great conversation today. But before, obviously, we're going to get really deep into y'all movie, but let's just talk about how the state of, I guess, independent black films or black movies has changed. Because, you know, like in the 90s, yeah, so many classics. Y'all can help me name them. You have Friday, Boys in the Hood, Menace to Society, Love Jones. And then we started to see some of the rappers make classics like I Got the Hook Up, Paid in Full, and all that type of shit.
I'm About It.
There you go. Big classics, right? And then we fast forward to, like, I don't know, some past the 2000s, it seemed like that art kind of just faded. We don't see as many, like, people are still doing black films, independent black films, but they're not as huge as they used to be. So I guess my first question is, why do y'all think that is, and how are y'all trying to continue that legacy?
Well, I think from the standpoint of black movie making, I think it chilled for a minute because we was always getting screwed. You know, as being a filmmaker, I think this is like my eighth movie. So I've been through the ringer where we sell a movie or we spend $50,000, $100,000. It's just being a small budget film. And then we give it to this white company that said, we're going to give you this, but only take this $10,000 now because you're going to make this. And then you never see a check again. They just send you a long Excel spreadsheet that says, yo, you still owe us. You know what I mean? And that was just a real frustrating thing for filmmakers, which had us like stagnant for a minute. You know what I mean? But now it's changing. So
you think like platforms and streaming help kind of make it easier and bring it back? Because basically you eat what you kill, right?
Definitely. Tubi, shout out Tubi. Round of applause to Tubi because Tubi is the black Netflix. It's free for everybody. Everybody black, they done downloaded it. So they sit and watch it. It's free. And it gives the filmmakers a chance to put their movie up and not have these huge white companies. They only got an aggregator. So you only got to give, you know, 20%, 25% to an aggregator, and they give you the rest of the money. Versus before, you might take $10,000 from a company, and they telling you, like, bro, you know, we going to keep your joint. We going to keep it for like 10 years, 13 years, and you never get a dollar again. So that was very, very messed up.
Who that was finessed us out of Birds of a Feather?
Man, Scream and Media. And Finesse. Yeah, well, Finesse was a little different. Scream Media. So we did a deal with Scream Media, the same people that put out Snoring the Bluff, right? A lot of people don't know Snoring the Bluff only got paid $8,000 advancement. right? And it made all of that huge money. And they didn't make their money back. I mean, the actors, Curtis Snow, you see what's going on. Like, they didn't see no money. They got $8,000 advancement. We got the same type of deal, you know what I mean? Light Skin helped put that one together. And we put all of the money in, and they gave us $24,000 as an advancement. Now, peep how this worked. They gave us $24,000 as an advancement. We spent $24,000 on the premiere, right? They gave us $24,000 on the contingency that Redbox was going to buy 30,000 copies or some stuff like that, right? Then they turn around and say, well, they didn't buy that, but Netflix licensed it for $25,000. So we said, well, cool. At least we recouped that, right? No. Walmart sold out. 866 stores of Walmart sold it out, right? Sears, all of these online, Best Buy sold it out. I literally got a statement, Skin, to tell you. Well, how long is that, Skin, that we was on the phone with them and they said we still owe $1,600? 3 months ago. Yeah, 3 months ago. The company said we still owe $1,600 on Birds of a Feather Part 1. We owe them that. After... You know, after it was just a remarkable movie for the South.
Ow.
You know what I mean? Man, they send you this long Excel spreadsheet, tell you got all of these returns. You had this. They spent this. They spent that. It's like, well, we never told you to spend that. And why y'all lying? Y'all capping. So it's just basically, as filmmakers, we never could know how much a movie generated. We never could know because they could tell us whatever. So it's literally like they told me. And Skin, I tell you, I was on the phone. I said, man, I'm about to kill all y'all. I'll be in New York. It's whatever, bitch. I'm about to do something. And he telling me, bro, calm down. And what was so crazy about it is the attorney that I had go get the $1,600, right? When we got the $1,600, the attorney said, hey, man, you owe me that.
Damn.
I said, motherfucker, man. He'll tell you. Now, you know, the thing with Finesse, Finesse was my baby. I really thought we was going to do something with that. I took it to the distributors. They heard. They said, well, you got honky. You use fag. You said a lot of degrading things, so we can't pick it up. So I said, well, okay, well, let me put it on Amazon and see what it do. To this day, it's like, okay, you know, a few thousand. You know what I mean? It's like you can't get no money on Amazon. So Tubi is the new thing now, whereas in we can hopefully start making money on movies. You know what I mean? Because they like, yo, just find your aggregator. And, you know, we could do the 75-25, but you still got to be mindful of the aggregator. He might be a capper. You don't know the numbers. He going to tell you, bro, like I dealt with that with Finesse. I gave it to another company, a company that was out here, a young brother that was like, new, give me a shot. You ain't made no money. His name was Trey. I want to tell him his company, but he said, give me a shot, man. Like, let me distribute your movie. Black on this. Black's got to stick together. Gave him the movie. Man, he told me he was going to make me $10,000 a month. I looked up at 8 months, he ain't give me a dollar. And then I called him and said, well, bro, what did we do? He said, bro, we did 600, my nigga. And I said, well, bro, I don't want to do this deal no more. He said, nah, man, that ain't how it work. Then what Suge Knight on me? He said, nah, yeah, bro, that ain't how this work. We going to keep your movie, fam, for a couple years. I think
not
you need
fam.
It.
Fam. We going to keep your movie,
and
fam.
And this was his tone, too. He said, we going to keep your movie for a minute.
When you hear that, you know it's some shit.
You might need to redo a cover on it.
How we get smoke in the movie?
So, you know, I learned a lot. So I had to come and get my squad for my Detroit squad and do something different.
How we get the boy smoke in the movie, man?
Man.
Detroit dreams. So Detroit, that's where dreams. We at.
Just to be honest with you, shit. Y'all can hear me clear over there?
Mm-hmm.
To be honest with you, shit, my uncle, he didn't see the vision. Like, he believed in me so much. Light Skin Films, I call them folks.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? But he like, man, I see it in you. You got potential to go bigger and do bigger things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's time for you to do something different. You know what I'm saying? Find a different avenue because there's a lot of ways to, you know what I'm saying, to take your brand to the next level.
What's your background, though? Give us your background from.
You know, I'm a party promoter from Detroit. You know
number one party promoter.
Number
too.
One party promoter from Detroit. You know what I'm saying? I look collab with a lot of people with the Ultimate Black Party, the Ultimate White Party. We did Summer Jams last year. Me, Freddie, and my uncle, Captain Skins. We partnered with
one. We did some shit here in Atlanta, too, right?
We did. I did Atlanta Weekend here. Me, Pat. I was with Tutu Banks. I did a lot of little shit. And then I did it, you know, I do a lot of shit, man, when it comes
Miami,
to parties.
Heavy.
I can cuss, though, can't I? You know, I do a lot of shit. Miami, we did Billionaire Boss Weekend. We did a whole bunch of things, you know what I'm saying? But we got a chance. I mean, I've met a lot of great people, you know what I'm saying, by this traveling, going state to state. And with this movie shit, I ain't going to lie, when they caught me with this shit, my uncle caught me like, nigga, your ass about to be in the movie. I was like, what? He like, man, nigga, you about to be in the movie. Oh, what his shit else? You about to do a movie. Okay, for what you got going on, drop everything. I got you. Let's lay it out. But that jinky ass light skin feels, he make it happen. Yes, sir. Hey, that nigga make it happen, yeah, boy. Yeah, man, then yeah. Nuke, to be honest with you, Nuke, like he take it, you know, he take pride, you know what I'm saying, about what he do, you know what I'm saying? He enjoy doing this shit, and he pushed me like crazy. Like, man, listen, man, this shit gonna be real. You know what I'm saying? He ain't know me as well, so he's like, man, you sure this motherfucking, he saw me and looked like, this motherfucker ain't gonna take this shit serious. Like, this nigga got too much other shit going on. But, you know, when I take my time out and people believe in me, you know what I'm saying? I be trying to actually, like, put the work in and give them what they expecting or do what they expecting me to do. You know what I'm saying? Because I know that the opportunity there, and it can be bigger than what it really is. You feel what I'm saying? Then I saw your crazy ass. You called Smoke, nigga, I'm coming up there for the movie. I was like, oh, here's the nigga back. I said, I gotta be serious.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying?
You think it's something you can see yourself doing in the future, though?
Hell yeah. Because I know if I liked it with the Jinky films, I know what it's going to be like. Danger
films. They got the real trailer and the real.
Yeah, we had a great time, though. But other than that, man, I just appreciate the opportunity that, you know what I'm saying, God keep presenting to me, you know what I'm saying, and my people believing in me. And my support system just so strong from the streets, from everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Everybody believe in me. They want me to keep going, keep pushing. So I just try to take everything serious and be, you know what I'm saying, be there when I need to be there. You know what I'm saying?
The movie seemed like y'all kind of unifying Detroit. Like, I see a lot of people in that film, though.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
A lot of different people in that film.
So the movie really just based on a promoter out of Detroit that's entering the rap game trying to blow his city up.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So, you know, the typical shit, dealing with the street shit. So I went and got a nigga that's serious from the other side of the town. And, you know, you got some neighborhood niggas that's rapping, you know, just like nowadays. Mm-hmm. And, like, ain't on my ass about it. So, me, I'm still trying to keep everything on the level side. Like, man, I got y'all. Just let me work this shit out. But everything just keep backfiring on me. Keep backfiring on me. Then I'm fucking with this crazy-ass nigga named Mont. Crazy-ass nigga. Yeah. Nigga just want to keep giving me a little paper, but don't want to give me all my money, Jay. You know, typical nigga.
Typical nigga. They going to call me to play Mont.
And you know who Mont is.
Ding dong.
You did that, too, man. You did that. You know what's crazy, though, is when I originally wrote this movie, I thought about Crush Groove. That was my initial thought about Crush
Groove. Another classic, yeah.
Yeah, because I felt like Detroit, how we moving right now, it's my time. So y'all know me. So y'all remember when I moved down here 10 years ago, like 11 years ago, just working with Zay and doing whatever I can. Mm. But I left Detroit at a moment where I was really doing a lot of stuff. And they looked at me like, how could you? You know what I mean? Mm. So I always knew I had to come back and do something. Mm. And just seeing how we evolved over these years, how we seeing T-Grizzly, 4-2 Doug, and just Cash Down, all our real people pop. I say, it's time. But what can I do?
Yeah.
And I said, man, God brought me that spirit. I got to remake a Crush Groove, a 2022 Crush Groove about somebody who's just really trying to put the city on. And, you know, it just organically came together like that.
It's a lot of movies based out of Detroit, like independent films I be watching on.
Prime
on Tubi,
yeah.
Tubi got the Detroit movies, got Tubi on lock, so you can imagine how for me doing the movies with y'all and going through what I was going through, and then hearing back home. All of these, they making, I going crazy. I'm like, wait a minute. How did this do this?
He's talking about Cino. Right.
So I got to come back home and throw a haymaker. You know what I mean?
First one I seen with that buff, man. Buffed up.
Yeah, buffed up. Shout out Mula Films, man. Yeah, shout out all them guys, man. They going crazy.
I just want to shout out the whole Detroit, you know what I'm saying? Everybody came, stood on business, you know, showed love. And everybody wanted to be in the film. Like, we had everybody. As a matter of fact, I want to say rest in peace, Swizz, one of the dudes. I mean, you remember, I don't think he met. Did he meet Swizz?
The young dude. At the strip club that night, I don't think you met him. Yeah, I don't think
we got him. He passed away. Yeah. I was tired. Yeah, had to work the hell out of me. It was 4 o'clock. Yeah, yeah.
No, you was high. You was smoking like
well, I was
you
tired
was pro as soon as you got there.
He's pro.
Yeah.
Tizzle, too.
Tizzle. He was on the scene. R.I.P. Tizzle. There was a couple people in there that kind of passed away. You know what I'm saying? They ain't going to get a chance, but we're going to make sure their parents get a chance to come out and see.
That's
you know
dope.
What I'm saying? That they part, you know what I'm saying? Something that they was doing positive.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I just think, though, like, this is just a big opportunity for the whole city. Because, like you said, the light on us right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It ain't just with the rap shit. It's just with a lot of shit. And this hopefully, shit, ain't no hopefully. That when this bitch take off shit, I'm going to come back to this bitch and do another interview. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
But I see how you move around Detroit. Like, you get love from East Side. Like, how you manage to, like,
the only nigga.
Keep away from the bullshit. You're the only nigga, for real.
Uh-huh.
How you manage to be able to just stay neutral to the bullshit?
Because I'm just me. And anywhere on any room I go in, I'm always going to be me. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to be like no this side of nigga, that side of nigga to get along and be cool with, you know what I'm saying, with both sides of the field. You know what I'm saying? I'm a mutual nigga. You know what I'm saying? Everybody like me. I'm a genuine person. And I respect everybody. I come off respectful. You know what I'm saying? You give respect to get respect. You know what I'm saying? Sure. And I don't never go in on no cricket shit. And everybody know me. I got a good name from where I come from. My background good. And I stand on business. You know what I'm saying? I ain't running around playing like that gangster road shit. Everybody be acting like they playing. Because if you about that shit anyway, you know that shit going to speak for itself. You know what I'm saying? I roll how I roll. And I disrespect everybody and move respectfully. That's it. And everybody just fuck with me. You know how it is.
Yeah,
you know
what I'm
saying?
For sure.
For sure. You know what I'm saying? I built my brand off just being a real nigga. You know, trying to be a real nigga and not condone no bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And that's where it come in at. Like, when you just carry yourself that way around everybody and you could be yourself in any room,
mm-hmm.
you always going to stand out. They're like, shit, like, this ain't nigga.
You know when she saw the movie, what you thought? Like, when she saw the movie?
And once I saw the movie,
yeah.
I didn't really get a chance to see the movie. He kind of hid some of this shit. Like, I got like a little bit of it, Jay.
Now Allen.
And then he hid a little bit of it. He hid a little bit from me.
I got to.
My goodness.
But from what I seen, I did a great job, shit, from not going to acting school and all that
shit. Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? All the shit that people had to go through
mm-hmm.
to actually be in the movie shit. I think I did a good job from what I was seeing and shit. Unless he gonna try to fuck my image up.
Would you take it serious, though, and try to take some acting classes and shit?
Hell yeah. That shit makes sense. Shit make dollars. Shit makes sense. Shit, you know what? See, something great, when you doing something great, money gonna come with it. That's how I feel mm-hmm. about it. Like, I ain't tripping on the money. The money gonna be there. Eventually, when that shit get to where it need to get, then the paper really gonna start being what it supposed to be. You feel what I'm saying? Plus, you know, we ain't got no money problem.
What about like the movie? What do you know of any situation that can, like, similar to the movie, like in real life? Like, can you think of a real life situation?
Yeah, well, yeah. We had like little rap shit, like my brothers. Cousin, we was all doing like little rap shit. Like, we got one of the biggest songs out of Detroit. Like, people ain't really know like too much, but shit, that bitch blew up and went crazy. I don't know if y'all never heard like Cooper Street, the Mob on the Headhunter, all that shit. It's called Hands On, my brother Buck, East Warren Beano. Like, we was going that way, like trying to mess with the music shit, and then it was just so many people. And these once the song blew up, everybody like, man, you can start doing this. You can do this, be this on your own. But I honestly think if they would have stayed together, I think it could have been bigger. They could have been bigger than anybody that came out of Detroit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of these niggas doing real good. Like, dude, shit, you got to think, shit. Bass, Peasy, Babyface, Ray.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. It's a lot of
Baby Money.
He just got signed.
No, Detroit on fire.
You know what I'm saying? We on fire right now, but
Babyface.
Yeah, P just signed him, right?
Yeah, P just signed him.
Yeah.
So I just think, shit, if everybody just keep working together and stick together in this, I think it'll just be like a better outcome this time. Cause usually they had it like as niggas just like them niggas, grimy niggas, Detroit niggas, they ain't really taking this shit serious. But I think they on the real, they on the path they need to be on. Detroit on the rise. This movie shit might take off with this shit.
Facts. All right. What y'all cooking? I know y'all cooking some skin. What y'all cooking?
Man, I don't know, man. We getting ready for it.
Yeah.
What's the next movie?
We working, man. We're
working on a couple movies. Got a couple of them, you know.
Yeah. You ever thought about trying to write a series? No.
I did. I had one out here in Atlanta called Bag Men. That was up a few years ago. It was crazy. I really want to bring it back. That was one of my favorite projects. I didn't act in it or nothing. I just wrote and directed it. And it was wild. It was about two brothers in Atlanta causing havoc. It's on Tubi, too. I made it into a movie after all of the what's-her-names. And this was before Power and everything. You know. But I learned a lot making series. Like, you got to do them. You got to do five, six of them at one time. You can't shoot each series.
You nigga ever try, you like, man, that nigga no, I turned to Atlanta, nigga, man. That nigga ain't fucking
Yeah. I remember one time was real weird. It was like about a year and a half ago, right? I had to go home and do something, and I seen Cash Dow at the car wash. And she was on the east side of my hood, so as soon as I got out, I pull up on her. As soon as I get out, it was a typical Detroit nigga. Nuke, what up, nigga? You down there with the Atlanta niggas, nigga. You know what it is, nigga. We'll come down there and murder all them niggas, nigga. But he going off on Atlanta, but indirectly cutting into me.
Yeah.
So as a Detroit nigga, you got to know how to respond to that. Mm. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the only way that I could go back to that is like, yeah, nigga, what the fuck up? Let's go kill him then, nigga. Let's go do it all, nigga. Nose to nose like this. And to make him say, oh, yeah, nigga, no, you still the same, nigga. Okay, nigga, I ain't know. You know, but Detroit move like that. We weird like that, bro. They just real weird. Detroit really love Atlanta. So that's the first place.
Yeah.
First place any nigga say as soon as he get a shootout, fire, or anything. I'm about to go to Atlanta. Can't wait. You know what I mean? To do it.
Yeah.
They say they need Elsa's. About what? When I get big fat. Big fat, big fat.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Okay. I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun, such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid back appeal and down home vibes. As a dad of 7 kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
So Asada Baby, we said, we asked him about his what starting five would he create of like GOAT Detroit rappers, new Detroit rappers. So I want to see y'all perspective on that. Like, what would be y'all starting five if y'all going to bust ass and win a championship out of Detroit?
Starting five?
Yes, five rappers. Detroit?
Like your top five.
It could be GOAT rappers, new ones, ones we ain't heard yet.
I ain't missing T. T my man. T
Baby,
my man.
Yeah.
And Sada my man. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with all of these. You know what I'm saying? But my starting five.
Yeah, we need these niggas in order.
These niggas in order?
I want them in order. I need them in order.
Start with Eminem too.
Everybody,
Eminem, I don't think
everybody. You got to draft five niggas to go win your championship.
Come see Atlanta.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Okay.
Honestly, I wouldn't. Okay. Let me tell you.
Come on, Smalls.
Me personally, like on some real shit, I don't even listen to him.
Sada said the same thing.
I don't listen to him.
Sada said the same thing.
I'm gonna be honest. I ain't gonna come on this bitch.
Have you ever listened to him?
No, he said respect.
No, it's just him.
Have you ever listened to him?
I done heard some music and some songs and shit before.
You ride around listening.
Like I am not riding around listening to Eminem. It's a new era. Like we just, that's what we listen
Sada
to.
Sada said the exact same thing.
Okay, so that's not,
it's no disrespect.
Five.
We just want to know your five. Your five.
No disrespect.
Okay, we taking him out.
All right, let's say
Number five.
Your point guard.
Number five.
Your point guard.
Fuck. Five.
And we
let's
only
go,
have a
let's few go
seconds
one.
To do
let's
this.
Go one. Let's go one.
Smoke, you're killing me. Come on. Okay.
Come on,
what's
Jay.
One? What's one?
He on fire right now. You got to give it to Doug.
For sure.
Doug on fire right now.
For sure.
Point guard, Doug.
Number two.
Shooting guard.
Two. I'm going to say T. What? T been going crazy.
T, okay. Mm-hmm.
I still like his shit.
Three,
you got to say, I got to go. It's between Pace and Sada. Between them two, them three and four. Like them two. Them two, like three and four.
Mm.
And then
Center.
Oh yeah, P's gotta go center. P
so,
gotta go
so,
center.
So if you had a six man, who would the six man be?
My brother. For sure. I gotta put my brother in the game. He gotta come off the bench. But it's he respect coming off the bench because he gonna play like Lil Will. He gonna be sixth man of the year.
Okay.
He ain't gonna come off the bench and not perform.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if he took it serious, he'd be in the top five. But for sure he'd be sixth. And my cousin Kato. I gotta mention Kato because them two is like this.
Not for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on, Noop.
Okay, cuz.
Come on, Noop.
Okay.
Damn.
You gotta do it.
Yeah, come on, you too, nigga. Let's buckle up and get this shit together.
Well, it's crazy because I've been in a lot of eras. I feel like I'm one of the founders of Detroit starting to really rap and pop off, right? So I'm gonna tell you from my aspect, I feel like I'm gonna go. It's gonna be hard. We're gonna catch slack, of course, but I'm gonna go. I'm standing on this.
Okay.
I'm gonna go. I've been fucking with 4-2 lately. I ain't gonna lie.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of fucks with him. So I'm gonna put him in his point.
Mm-hmm.
I got to rock with my baby Bezo. That's my boy.
Bezo. I was waiting on that.
Damn, for sure.
I'm gonna put Peasy because I fuck with that Peasy music. I ride off that shit.
Okay, that's
going crazy. Now that's the way it get heavy. I don't know this next nigga. I don't know which one. He got to be a hard nigga. So I'm gonna go with Sean. I'm gonna go Ray, my baby. Ray, my baby. But I gotta go with Big Sean. And I don't even Sean. That's my baby. But you saying to against motherfuckers?
Yeah, you going to for business, really, not personal.
Yeah, exactly.
You going to win?
I gotta go. Shit, yeah. Give me Sean.
Yeah.
Then give me M. You know what I mean? Yeah. Hey, yeah. I'm standing on that. You know what I mean? Okay. I'm standing on that.
Throw six man. Throw six man out there. One more.
Shit.
Ray.
Well, let him answer.
Okay.
Can't do that. And Ray, my baby, and Ray in the movie. You know what I mean? But I got to give it to this nigga over seniority, stripes, test of time,
Royce.
Kind of a little brick. I would give it to Royce, but okay. I got to give it to payroll. Fuck with payroll.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. That's family. Yeah.
And I, you know, I
shout out Darko, just, everybody, the whole crew.
I got it, yeah. I got it.
Man, like, we missed the whole
thing. We missed the
whole niggas.
Yeah, we missed the whole thing.
Man, he top. He in the.
The thing about it, if it was easy, then that means y'all ain't got nothing going on. For it to be hard to pick,
yeah,
exactly.
That means y'all got smoke. I've been in a part where it was nothing, when it was zero, when it was me, Trick, and like, I think Bombshell or somebody. It was like three rappers. They thought we was crazy as hell going out here rapping because they was like, yo, what is y'all doing? Like, we love who we love, who's on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
This Baby Money, see, he been going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we had to go like, to be honest with you, we had to go top 10.
Or a football team instead of basketball.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody been going so crazy because, like you said, Tay B, he been going crazy.
Yeah, Tay,
you know what I'm saying? He got a whole bunch of shit he been dropping. And I ain't gonna lie to you, I kind of, Bez for sure supposed to been up there.
Hell yeah.
I kinda, and my shit kind of like, I can't say I.
So
I
who you swapping then? Smoke with you swapping something out of your five? I mean, speak on.
I'm going to be honest with you, for sure. Like, Bez got to be in there. There's got to be in that top five. Somebody going to have to get bumped down. Because I ain't going to lie.
Just hold it. Don't even bump nobody. Just hold it.
I ain't going to bump nobody. I'm just being honest, though, because Vez actually, I seen Vez elevate.
Yeah.
From getting
facts.
Dropped from label.
Yeah.
Facts.
Coming back, still working. It's a lot of niggas that have been like, gay that shit up.
And
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And going independent and working real hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's real shit. Like,
he
not
came up here and told us his story.
Hell yeah.
It's a lot of losing shit.
Hell yeah.
All type of shit.
That's why I say
but
for sure.
But you know what's important, though, y'all? And I always tell them all, because I know them all. Like I said, from young to old, I tell them, you know, let's stay hungry, though. You know what I mean? Let's stay hungry because it's a lot of real estate that we still need to get, and it's a marathon.
Mm-hmm.
So let's not get too excited. Let's not start beefing with each other. Let's not start doing the petty tit for tat. That's why when you look at this Detroit Dreams movie, you're going to see brothers that really don't even rock with each other like that, but they in the movie. Mm. You see old, you see new. I put the old rappers that was with the new rappers. That's what make this movie so great, is that you're going to see a sense of the whole culture of Detroit. I guarantee you they're going to watch this movie 20 years down the line to find out what's the culture of Detroit. What's the sound? What it's like? Mm-hmm. They're going to go to this movie.
I got a question for y'all.
Okay.
I asked that.
Hey, now you're going
to. What's your time?
I already knew he was going to do that.
Atlanta. Ooh, Atlanta.
It's hard. That's difficult.
Big facts.
We ain't got no time.
You going first.
We ain't got no time.
Bank. Top five, Bank. Top five, Bank. Bank got to stand on it. I'm smoking. Go ahead and put a lighter at.
Top five. Come on, stand on it. I want to hear top five.
Where the guard at? This ain't got nothing to do with accolades.
Okay.
It's my personal.
Exactly.
Okay.
We love it.
Okay, I got to put.
Point.
Pluto.
That's point guard.
This ain't point. Ain't no order.
Oh, you got to do the order like you told us. Point guard. Point.
Okay. Point guard, I'm going Baby.
Okay.
Okay.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Shooting guard, I'm going Savage. I got to put six.
Okay.
Four, Gucci.
Got to throw the wall.
You know, I'm biased.
Come on,
zone
baby.
Six.
Hey, wow. Yeah.
Gucci, Pluto. Who else?
Who you going to go after that? You can't go out.
Gucci, Pluto, Savage.
Center.
Baby, Center,
or Thug,
Slime. I gotta put them in there. I gotta put them five. I gotta put them five.
But, yeah.
But I got 20. But
now, who your best six?
Six man. What's your six?
My six man. Huh?
Jeez, don't ask down.
Damn.
But wait, hold on.
Detroit niggas gonna tell you, Jeez.
That's your code. Six man, I gotta go Tip.
Okay, ooh, six man tip. That's a hard.
See, man, I gotta go tip.
That's hard. Screen, where you at? Screen,
man, where you at? Ladies first. Ladies first.
Jay.
Ladies first.
Jay, you know everybody love you. This
Jay.
Going.
Jay, like,
this going to hit the YouTube man. Right here.
Come on.
Come on, Jay. We need that point guard.
Let's go. Okay, so the point guard, I'll say Baby.
Okay.
Shooter. I'll say Lil Man. I'll say Savage.
Y'all
Shooter.
Can't do the same thing, Jay. We got, come on.
No, but this is just real life right here we dealing with right now. Alan?
All
right. Come on now.
I'm just saying.
Okay. What's after the shooter? The point guard?
Small forward.
That's like your LeBron.
Slime.
Okay.
Slime. Power forward. Power forward. Pluto.
Okay.
Power forward, Pluto. Center. I would have to say.
Don't watch what you say. Somebody got to play.
That fucked up.
Yeah, that's fucked up. What you got to say?
You forgetting about so many of your family members.
So
loves you
she
so
don't,
much.
That don't matter. She going to win.
Center.
She going to win.
Center. Center. I got to go with Watt.
You can't do the same five like
same
that.
That's a different kind of order.
We have all the
y'all
same
brother
people.
Sister. I got all y'all brother and sister. Six so we know y'all brother and sister. This count.
But I got like some extra players.
We really got a hundred.
You got a hundred.
You really coming with a dream team. We come.
You got a whole team. I'm for sure. I know a person.
Got
one. You at one more.
One of the strong.
We
the USA, bro.
Six man. Okay.
I got a seventh and an eighth man.
No, you can't do that.
That's really hard to do because I'm moving our personal opinion. It's really hard to pick.
But my personal as a coach to win.
Exactly.
You want to win. You did yours to win, right? That's your six.
Did you do yours to win?
I did mine to win.
Come on, Screen.
Go ahead, Screen.
Is it
I ain't heard this ugly.
I just want my question backfired on me today on Big Facts. I did not
point
plan
guard.
Like,
let's get a
this
strong
shit backfiring.
Guard
I wanted
like
to come
DJ
up with
screen.
An excuse.
You see what the camera did.
The first nigga, if you go in the draft, the first nigga right now you go in the draft, in my opinion, is Baby for sure.
Okay, you got strong brick. Yeah.
After that, you got to go grab Pluto.
Okay.
Right?
Facts.
Shooting guard, you going
hard. After that, because we all agree, we know what he bring to the city and what to the table, Savage.
For sure.
All right, that's when this one get tough. Let me get my goat out the way so that all them niggas can just be mad. I'm going to get my goat out the way. I ain't got no team without Dre 3 Stacks. I just don't. I'm
okay.
going 100
okay. okay.
But that's
okay.
respect
okay.
to everybody.
Yeah.
That's just my team to win.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. 3 Stacks. Got it.
Yeah. All
right. That's your four, right?
Got it,
that's
buddy.
Your four. We could put that there.
That's your power
and
four.
And then, that's tough. Them three names tough. I feel like y'all trying to make us choose between Tip, Gucci, and Jeezy. That's what I feel like y'all doing.
I ain't a center, Jeezy, a strong center.
Get off the bench or nothing.
Oh.
A strong center. You got to have a strong center.
We saying when? When we playing, though?
Now.
If we playing now.
Now.
No, not.
We said no. You ever said all time?
You can be all time.
Are we playing 10 years ago?
It's your team to go win. It don't matter when it is. It's your team that he doing right now.
I'm doing like right now. Doing my day at a time.
Right now, for sure. I would still go get Dre 3 Stacks.
I'm doing
Dre 3 Stacks.
I'm
still go get him. He's still.
I ain't going to get 3 Stacks. 3 Stacks might not even show up.
Right.
Shit.
But if he do show up.
Nigga might not even show up.
But if he do show up,
he don't even want to enter the draft, man.
But really, you should know, Scream, you need to complete your list.
Gucci.
For sure. Everybody got the same list.
Gucci.
Yeah.
Except Dre 3 Stacks. And then, he really ain't no six, man. He...
Just spit the nigga's name out, Scream.
That's my same list.
It's basically the same list. Except Dre 3 Stacks.
Y'all really
I'm saying,
same
I'm
list.
Saying I'll put them against anybody.
Anybody.
Anytime.
Anytime.
With all my money.
Anytime.
Yeah, say what's
who?
With all my money.
Who we going to take out and who we going to add? Who going to take out and who we going to add?
I'm going to say this. Jeezy really Detroit anyway, so we just take him over here on our side.
Damn, we want to trade Jeezy to Detroit.
Yeah, because
well, who you going
to
let go?
Nah, I got a lot of money to Jeezy music, though.
Yeah.
I can't even count on
Jeezy,
that.
For sure.
But when we asking about opinions and y'all put us on the spot, you know, we can turn around and do producers, too.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? We want to pop our car. We can do producers.
Okay.
Right. Y'all USA, other like... of the music industry. Like, y'all got an all-star fucking team.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's hard.
Because, I mean, we do actually have that option. We can do producers, engineers.
Shout out my brother, Zaytoven.
Photographers.
Studio hands, runners, whatever you want
to
do.
Shout out my nigga, Hella.
We got all this shit over here. real. Like,
hell of a, hey, shout out my nigga Helluva, man. Any in the movie.
Helluva made this beat.
Helluva made this beat. He just did this.
Before you start a producer top five.
No, I'm just saying, though, like, he did, like, Helluva do, like, hell of a, like, I want to let everybody know this, though. Like,
these niggas prayed on my downfall.
Yeah, like, so we, everybody always be talking, like, I won't be hearing his name in too many interviews. When his name should come up in there in every interview or Detroit nigga do. Because hell of a, he created the sound, and like, from my knowledge of everybody, how niggas come to me, my perspective of them, and how they painted them to me, they, like, he lay it out, like, huh. And then whatever it be, and just bless me when you get right. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
He did
and
that I saw him
do that with, like, my people. And I know my people weren't nowhere near the status of all these other niggas at. You know what I'm saying? So I know if he did that for them, for some niggas that just walking in, like, hey, yeah, y'all can have this beat. You know what I'm saying? Right. Do y'all thing. Mm-hmm. Shit, that's love. And then as big as he is, like, damn, like, he giving that, like, he blessing.
And no, he was the name,
no
too.
No name niggas. Like, they ain't got no name. My brother's name was just reckless.
Yeah. I put Andre 3000 as the coach.
We asked for no coach.
Okay, I put 3000 as the coach.
I put Tip as my coach.
All right.
Oh, so y'all went to the coach?
You know what I'm saying? I put Tip as my coach. Because he said he don't want to rap no more.
Big
that's
Sean
the only reason he ain't on my team.
Coach,
you going Big Sean as your coach?
I go Big Sean as the coach.
I'm going Trick Trick as my coach.
Okay.
He crazy. I'm going Trick Trick as my coach.
Jay said she ain't got no coach.
See, y'all want to toss a bullet. Y'all got too many weapons.
Y'all come on, man. You pull it
y'all
out.
You're like Russia.
Why you trying to poop this shit, bro? Like,
they can't poop this shit.
I'm sorry.
I said, man,
Atlanta can go ahead pound for pound against New York.
Yeah. I was just talking about
New York
that,
top
bro.
Five.
I was just talking about that. We got love for New York. We got love for L.A.
Yeah, Atlanta can go pound.
Ain't nobody fucking with Atlanta.
Jay-Z.
No,
but,
that's it,
Jay-Z. Yeah. Y'all fuck with Fab? I fuck with Fab.
I fuck with Fab,
yeah.
They got
people, for sure, but ain't nobody fucking with Atlanta.
So the Migos went in y'all top in the promo?
That's a group. We need thinking group.
Group.
I ain't say Outkast. I said Andre. I said Drake.
Like, when I say, like, rapping, I think, like, just, like, it don't matter if they're a group or not. You know
nah,
what I'm
see,
saying?
It's
three
too
people
many.
Can't
you
play one position.
You gotta specify that.
There ain't too many niggas from around my way that's big for me to pick anything else.
Right.
You're right.
You're right. And then you look at it.
What was the best group? Who was the best group collab in Atlanta? Who was the best?
What you mean?
Group or duo?
Like one of like you gotta think, y'all got like, is the Yang?
You said the who?
Like,
oh, yeah.
One of the
Yang
of
Yang Yang
all of them.
It's a duo.
Like a group. Like,
it's Outkast, though.
That long you got Migos, you got who else y'all got?
You got Outkast, you got
Ghetto Mafia.
Migos, you
Ghetto Marino.
Ghetto Mafia, you got the Hard Boys.
Man,
you got
man, duo,
fucking...
Duo, I'm going to say Outkast. Group, I'm going to say Goody Mob. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, yeah, Goody Mob?
That's me.
I know what questions to give y'all because I've been living in Atlanta for a long time. So I would get tell y'all.
Bro, this ain't our interview.
Yeah.
We're talking about Detroit, light skin.
But I want to get back to that, though.
Smoke.
Shout out to Helluva because he did do the sound for the movie. So shout out to Helluva. No politics, nothing. Like, that's at Beats, him and, you know what I mean? Shout out to
Beats,
brothers, man. Detroit Dreams is popping.
Shout out to everybody from Detroit, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And y'all better be there, man. Come out with June 1st, Tubi.
Yeah, Tubi.
So, it's up. And thanks to Big Facts, man. Appreciate all y'all, man.
Man, we ain't going nowhere.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, trying to get out of here now.
I just
want to say, like, shout out to Tay B because he doing a lot with the baby. Like, he working a lot with baby, and he's also playing one of the main characters, Flight, in the movie. That's like he's him and Smoke is like they really you know together.
And we cool like that in real life. So shout out to my nigga Tay B.
Tay B got a lot of stuff
you know
going
saying?
On. Like,
so I know he working how he working because he actually be sending me that shit and I be sending. So I know, but when he drop shit, they gonna see. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
We just talk about because you know everybody be on these interviews and all this shit. So you know, don't take it to heart. You know what I'm saying? You just gotta work, and if when your work is gonna speak for itself.
What's the name of that club we went to? That where we shot it at?
Oh, shout out my nigga Freddie. That crazy.
Yeah.
Playground Detroit.
Oh, okay.
We went to Society. Shout out to Society. Shout out to Playground Detroit. Yeah. Or everybody, you know, that even let us use their venues to even shoot a part of the film. You know what I'm saying? From the West. Luke had all these crazy ass spots. He had me on all type of spots.
But, like, but hey, Smoke, I want to tell him too, a disclaimer to everybody around the world know that here's so much bad stuff about Detroit. Like, Bank can tell you, it's like who you with is how you move. You like right. People be, you could be scared going to Detroit, but you could be with the right person, and you could be treated like a god. Like, you know what I mean? Literally, like, bro, like, 10 niggas will get in front of your body if something was to happen just because you with a certain nigga. Or you could be with a fuck nigga, and I done seen situations where niggas come to the city with the wrong nigga, and then something might happen to them, and they like, well, how did that happen? It's because you with this nigga.
Yeah.
So it's like, Detroit ain't violent and wild like people may say. Mm. It's just all about who you with, because it's small. So people know who to fuck with, who not to fuck with, like how he move, how we move. They ain't none of that going on.
I actually move around the city like how you move around the city.
Yeah.
Like I'm outside. Like, you know what I'm saying? Air, east, west, east, anywhere. I can go really anywhere and like be like comfortable. Cause I ain't worried, cause I ain't no nigga that's in too much bullshit and I ain't with all that. But they know I'm with. Whatever comes with.
I'm a man.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know I'm standing on 10. Yeah. Like, so if it ever comes to the time where it got to be what it got to be, it's going to be what it got to be.
Yeah.
You feel me? But I think every city got that. Like, I come here. You know what I'm saying? I come to Atlanta a lot. And most of these times you see me with Russ, or I be with you, Pat, you know what I'm saying? Or my uncle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This, you know, shit, I'm really just, shit, you know how that shit, you got to connect the dots, man. It's good to know people in East State. Everybody got savages in East City. That's
shout out to the dude gave me the clothes too. What's the name of Rugged? What
Rugged.
Is? Yeah.
Oh yeah, Rugged. Yeah. Rugged. Yeah.
Wasn't paid so.
I ain't get nothing.
That nigga shit dope.
Yeah, that shit dope.
Real clothes.
We gonna get y'all some
clothes.
Yeah, them clothes. No, they're real clothes. He get his shit same made
on,
from like Bali and Italy.
He gave me the whole breakdown.
It's in the details, man. Yeah, shout out Rugged, man.
Shout out my baby Jerry Rich too, cause she been working too. She got a whole bunch of shit she been pushing. She gave her a whole bunch of clothes. You probably ain't getting another Dream Rich shit, did you?
I just got some of him.
Oh, yeah.
Who the top female rapper from?
Upcoming Matasha. Shout out Matasha. I got to give her some shit.
I ain't on these captains, y'all. All that shit Duke talk about. Cash down.
I mean, Cash, we know Cash down.
Cash, we know Sis the GOAT.
Hey, like, Keisha.
She's like the little. She's the. She Eminem. They like, you got to put her there. Like, you know that.
But
who up and coming? Who going crazy? Like,
Lily, see Matasha, she be working.
Yeah.
Rocky.
Yeah, Rocky go crazy too.
Rocky like, been going like, yeah, you know, working real hard. Shit. What other female rapper? That girl named Bree, I think that's if that's her name, correct name. She been going crazy. Nisha Nashay. Have y'all ever heard of her?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Nisha Nashay.
I'm gonna
check her out, though. She an actress too. She go crazy.
Okay. It's a lot of, you know what I'm saying? But you know, we pay more attention to like the nigga rap. If you ain't big like Cash, basically, like, if you ain't really in the city, you ain't gonna really hear too much. Cause you know, being a girl rapper, you know, it's kind of hard taking off. But you catch that motherfucking hit, and you gonna be where you supposed to be. Cause Cash, her shit hit when she, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all had to eat one restaurant for the rest of your life in Detroit, what it'd be?
I'm going Sweetwater.
I gotta do this because I know it's gonna take care of me. I'm gonna go with Cuzzo's, and they're gonna be mad at me. Yeah, BB's. I mean, Cuzzo's and BB's.
Now you gotta say one.
I know. You gonna
one? I'm gonna actually say my own restaurant that I own.
Yeah,
downtown, called Brad's Real.
Say less.
That's what I eat for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Let me ask y'all a question: is Kathy still open?
Yes, shout out Kathy Strictly Sports, where we actually shot in front of there. So again, it's
she was the first person that the first place that I went to when I took like the magazines to Detroit, and she like I ran through her shit like I ran through like 30 boxes of magazines in like 2 days.
It felt like home, right?
Yeah,
it
always felt like home. I got a lot of money with her.
Yeah.
I got a lot of money with her.
It was important for me to bring people like that in the movie. Like when I tell you this movie is such a blessing, God made it. I didn't do it. God did it because I was like people like her and her buildings and people like the new, you know, the new people that's moving right now, man, it's all of them connected and blended in from people that they even know each other, you know, from 30 years ago. And they all planted seeds. Like you said, important people like that.
Mm-hmm.
I handpicked those people and said, I want you here. You here. They're like, what the hell? For what? I don't even know. I just do this. And it all came together.
If I was watching the movie for inspiration, motivation, what type of inspiration, motivation I get from the movie?
What footprint do you want to leave on this earth? We all got to ask ourselves that. And that's a real life question. What type of footprint are you leaving? You know, and it can go either way. So that's what I would hope that, you know, that you take this movie and say, okay, I need to be an inspiration, not only to myself, but to somebody else. I need to inspire because it's bigger than me.
Mm-hmm. Banks, did you watch the movie?
Nah, I ain't seen it. I ain't seen the clip.
Have you seen it?
Nope.
Ain't nobody seen it.
What like about you coming to Detroit? Like how was your experience coming there? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I ain't get a chance to stay but a day.
I'm saying like why like now. People come to me, you know.
Oh no, it was love. You know what I'm saying? I ain't feeling that but some love. I ain't see what y'all say niggas say. I ain't see that.
Yeah, you
I guess yeah. I ain't go to the right part. I ain't see that. I just seen love. Niggas fucking with me.
Yeah.
Straight
right.
up.
Yeah.
Right about I with the right niggas.
Yeah,
that's what it's about. That's what I think it's about. Like when you go to different cities, about who you with and how they carry themselves in their city. You know what I'm saying? Because if you go with the motherfuckers that's on the gang shit, doing wild shit and shooting, killing all that dumb shit, then you gotta know what to expect when you touch down. Like shit, I'm gonna be with these niggas. I better have a strap.
You know we're coming like that anyway. But even in the club, like 4 o'clock, I'm outside by myself the whole time.
It was.
Man, Bates, listen, y'all. My nigga Bates was, hey.
And it was me and
Bates was moving without that show. Motherfucker. I said, Bates, you know you good. He said, listen. Oh, we're gonna fuck smoke. I got to have it up.
They had the bulletproof truck, though. They had the bulletproof truck with the driver. Like, man, the nigga moved like Obama low key out
right,
here.
My dog.
He
didn't
give a fuck what we said.
But that's just
it was
I
him,
am,
his though. Driver, bulletproof truck, and straps. Babe, you good.
But that's how I feel, though. Like, when
yeah, that's a real street nigga.
That's how
he
I feel.
He
didn't
give a fuck about that.
Same way. Like, when I come here, I know it's love, like, from certain people.
But still.
Like, I got some military. I just feel more comfortable. But just knowing that bitch is close by.
Man, you got
it. I can't reach up. Because regardless of what, I know I'm going to protect me how I need to protect.
You might not be looking, bro.
Right.
You might not be looking at what's going on. I see this.
All right. Soon as Bank get done shooting, he got that motherfucker back on me. I'm like, man, we good right now. And nobody in my family.
Man, that nigga ain't going for that.
I had a good time shooting this movie though. Detroit 3, that shit gonna be big, bro.
Yeah.
I think Light Skin Films, he got some special this time. You and Al Luke, y'all might put y'all head together on a bad motherfucker.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Think about me every time, man. I'm ready.
Yeah, I put you in your first movie, right?
Yeah, for sure.
I put, a lot of people don't know, I put Big Bank and you in the movies.
Birds of a Feather,
I ain't gonna lie, bro. When I was going places, niggas knew me from that movie.
Oh, they knew Birds of Feather. So, Infinite. Birds of Feather,
Birds of a Feather. Oh, you talking about Superfly.
They love that back.
That shit went in the movie and TV.
Yeah, they on my ass. Like, man, you with dude from Superfly from Atlanta? I'm like, who? I'm like, they like Banks. I'm like, yeah, y'all call this nigga Superfly.
Snow Patrol.
Yeah, that's what they call you, Snow Patrol. I'm like, man.
Didn't one of the dudes from the movie just get messed up or something?
Yeah, the nigga. Yeah, it was some shit.
Yeah, that nigga got hell.
He got.
Oh, today?
Time. Your boy.
That ain't my boy.
I mean, not. In the movie, nigga.
In the movie.
Yeah, I know that nigga, bro.
You know that nigga?
No, but truth, on another note, I remember.
Yeah.
They offer him 100
What he did?
He raped a whole bunch of people.
Hey, man, if he's guilty, that's what you get for that type shit.
What can we do?
We can't forgive you for that.
Man.
Right. Don't play with these women like that.
I remember when we was there when they called back about that movie, like it was so weird because I ain't gonna say it was somebody else was supposed to play it, and the producers, the producer Brian, he was just going crazy, like, what do we? He was cussing, I think, X out. He's like, what are we gonna do now? Like, almost saying it, like, I told you so. And they was like, man, and it was who else? It was me, and it was Celebrity, and it was Zay, and it was like, Bank, and we all just screamed at this dude, screamed like, Bank, no, yeah. Bank. And we start talking to each other about you, like, forgetting he was there. Yeah. We started talking like you was doing the movie already. And we see Joel was like, call him.
Yeah, Joe, my man. Yeah. Joe, my man.
Joe, man. Good.
He had Joe the Magic.
Yeah, Joe, man.
Joe,
yeah.
Joe asked me what we shoot our movies for, and he was like, fuck, I can't even get out the bed one day for that. I said, yeah, that's how we know we move it different.
That boy,
like,
Joe, man. Silver.
Shout out Joe, man.
Did y'all shoot some parts down here, too, though? Did y'all shoot any parts down here for the movie?
Birds of Detroit Dreams?
Yeah.
Did we shoot anything out here? Yeah, like we played a little bit. I shot some B-roll stuff out here. You know what I mean? But you know, by being out here, you know, I'm back out here about to shoot. Low key, I'm going to tell y'all now, this is exclusive right here.
If I'm not in it, I don't want to hear about it.
Listen, this is big.
Right.
Because this is a movie about culture, Detroit Dreams, right? So somebody just came to me about we need to do an Atlanta one. And I think y'all need to be producers on the movie, like
Can't wait.
It, and like that'd be crazy. Like the whole, like we need to make a something about that, you know?
Atlanta Dreams,
like something, something about the whole Atlanta cultural experience and how it got to this point.
Mm. So I'm about to text you my genuine ID, my social, and my routing info.
Bet.
You know what I'm saying? So we can get all
get
that.
The budget. Yeah. I'm gonna get the budget together. Let me work. Let me work. Shout out. We gonna make it happen.
Keyword. Ding.
Yeah. Let's get the budget together. I know I kiss you work. We gotta get the budget together.
Man, we gotta get it.
Get the numbers correct.
Else I'm gonna have to start taking back from the kids again. That's not gonna be cool.
I want you to take back from the kids. Shout out. They got to see you in movies.
This shit was dope, man.
Thank
good
you,
energy,
Alan.
Man. Yeah. My brothers came through, man.
Yes.
Detroit Dream.
Detroit Dreams.
Yeah, Detroit Take Dreams, the movie, man. Tubi.
Watch June it exclusively 1st. On Tubi?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
June
yep.
1st.
Yep. June 1st, man. Watch it. Get it how you live, man. Do whatever you can, man. DetroitDreams.com. Shout out Matasha. Shout out Tay B. Shout out the whole city of Detroit. Everybody in the movie. They're going to see who they thought they weren't going to see in the movie. I got Kwame Kilpatrick introducing the movie.
You lying.
This is how big this is. Smoke, do you even know that? Yes. Kwame Kilpatrick is about to do the premiere. At the thing, he's saying, yo, this is Kwame Kilpatrick. Mm. You're getting ready
like
to
on
watch
some Morgan Freeman type
Green.
Shit?
Yeah, man.
Wow.
Black excellence.
Black excellence. This is how we move. And this
That's
movie
big.
Is not about drugs. This
That's
movie
big.
Is about music.
Mm-hmm. That's
it's our music, our story. So we want to be clear
That's
about
huge,
that.
That's huge, actually.
Man, Nuke, that nigga connects.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, that nigga act.
Facts.
If you need a garage to get blew up in Detroit, call that nigga. He got a garage.
He ain't gonna hesitate to call you either.
Man.
He's good at reminding too.
I'm gonna call all of y'all. You know I'm gonna get on your nerves. You know I got on your nerves many times.
He talking about a budget. The nigga got 8 assistants that text me every morning. Talking about nigga, we at and the wardrobe lady.
Oh, they texted
me.
You too?
Oh
my God.
Oh,
do you?
That's cap. But can I say though? She is the. Can I say Jade is the only one that threatened all of them that called? You scared the whole, like every movie, they all be scared. Like,
no.
Yo, like, I'm scared.
Jade.
She a hunger.
I think she's gonna Jade hit pay.
Why?
I'm gonna be honest with you.
Why? And they all love you.
If you went up on two, three of them, I understand. Cause I was like, two.
Bro,
close.
Like, I'm right here.
Like, I'm just okay. Making sure you up, bro.
It's all right. Yeah, I'm like, we're here. I'm not gonna fuck it up. Okay, we're good.
We on black people time with these movies. Y'all know how y'all niggas.
Man, they had me like,
black people
like,
time,
yes, bro. Like,
black
I'm like, bro, they calling me. You got
texting
3, 4
me,
of them calling
me. Emailing me. DMing me.
If
like,
they had the address, like, they'd be out in front. You know what I mean? Like, with
baby
the water.
Tell me, you gotta get up. I'm like, I'm up, baby. Yeah, bro, like, this shit crazy, bro. The man got a team, bro. Like, Al Newt got
a team.
A team
of turbo callers.
I swear to God, bro. He has a team.
Shout out to
the
team, man.
You know what I mean? So, shout out to the whole team that he had put together from the sound sweeper, from the people that was
having everybody, like,
everything, man. Like, that shit was just crazy, bro. Like, they stayed on their P's and Q's. I'm like, God damn, bro. Y'all text me one more motherfucking time.
Yeah.
One more time. I ain't gonna show up. Just on purpose.
She got to, she know the same energy. Look how she's.
Yeah. I'm not sure
how you feel like that, Jay.
He the only motherfucker that don't call.
Oh, God.
But he right there soon to get out of phone with you. Like, what did he say?
Yeah.
He right there talking about what he just said.
I put the battery in their back.
Yeah.
Of course. You got to.
Oh, my God.
I appreciate y'all, man. Thank y'all so much.
Y'all pulling up. Make sure y'all support that Detroit.
Yeah, I want to make sure y'all get out there. I wish I can get y'all get out there. May 1st, y'all there. You know, we got y'all tickets, whatever. I would love y'all to come out there.
Tickets, like plane tickets?
Yeah, plane tickets.
Shit, let's go.
But see, here's the thing, though.
What we doing?
You're not on Delta First Class. Gas prices done went up.
That nigga got us on a mega plane.
It is a Greyhound.
You know how we work with this shit.
www.bigfacts5.com.
Let me get it.
Yes.
When I get it, we go be good.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pie. Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Bang.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah. With the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com. Let's get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat Merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Give yourself a delicious escape from the afternoon with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.